Chapter 23. If the Moon Maiden had ever been anything but a secret laboratory disguised as a mine, Tahiri saw no hint of it in the primary access tunnel. At just 2 meters high by 3 meters wide, the passage was adequate for speeder traffic, but too small for heavy equipment. It was also incredibly clean. Both the Duracrete floor and the white plastoid liner had been carefully sealed to prevent the slightest ground infiltration, and even the glow panels were recessed behind transparasteel panes to minimize the number of joints where caulking might disintegrate. And every 50 meters, she passed through an ion curtain that captured any dust particles clinging to her vac suit. Outside the second ion curtain, Tahiri came to a pair of loaded hover sleds parked along the wall, as though being held there until the cargo could be transported. Crates on both hover sleds had been broken into recently, no doubt by a curious Boba Fett, and Tahiri removed a poster flimsy from a crate on the first sled. The flimsy showed an image of Admiral Dalla in profile. Her eye patch was prominently displayed, and she had a noble, serious expression on her face. Below the picture were the words, "Natasi Dalla, a tradition of service and sacrifice for your empire." As Tahiri looked at the image, she experienced a sudden surge of respect and confidence, and she found herself feeling like Dalla might make a pretty decent head of state after all. "Force suggestion." Tahiri recognized what was happening only because she felt the power of the Force in it. And even then, the flimsy's influence was difficult to resist until she crumpled it up and threw it on the floor. The second sled contained a stack of holosign projector pads. Rather than activate one and risk having a hologram of Dalla pop up and start talking, Tahiri concentrated her Force awareness over the sled. There was a dark aura clinging to the projector pads, as though they had been imbued with a tiny amount of Force energy by a very powerful dark side Force user. Abeloth. Tahiri started down the tunnel again, more concerned than ever. After the trouble Abeloth had gone to in running the blockade at Borleo, it seemed all too likely that she had formed an alliance with Dalla and was using her powers to boost Dalla's popularity in the Empire. And this discovery certainly supported those suspicions. But it also cast the campaign to elect the Admiral in a whole new light. Tahiri could see only one reason for Abeloth to use her powers to guarantee Dalla's victory. And that was because she expected the Admiral to become her puppet ruler. Abeloth intended to take the Empire for her own.